Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Christina is looking for a second date update with a guy named Mel. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. Thanks.
Great. So let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Mel, and how was that first date? How'd that go?
Well, I met him online, and I mean, the first date was great. He's really, really nice. Like so nice. Unbelievably nice.
Well, we like nice people.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I think I really, really like this guy, and I just hate that I have to call you guys to find out what I did wrong.
Yeah. Does it lead you to believe that maybe he's not so nice after all when he just disappears like that?
I can't get myself to believe it. I don't know. I really cannot see him not being like this amazing guy.
Right.
But yeah, we went out to dinner and we had a couple drinks. But like, we didn't get crazy or anything like that. It was relaxing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We talked about basically everything, which is what I really liked about talking to him. Like, we could talk about literally anything. I really liked hearing him talk about his work because he's a second grade teacher. And like, how adorable is that?
Yeah. Like, that's
pretty sweet.
And Tim, you taught preschool for a while, didn't you?
I did, 5 years.
Oh, my God. I bet people just thought you were just sexy and adorable as hell, didn't they?
I'm sure. I don't know.
You had no issues scoring when
told. I was doing Where is Thumpkin, you know, and making finger painting projects.
So cute and sweet. So, yeah, I can see why you find that attractive.
Yeah, he loves those kids. It was so sweet, and he wants kids of his own, and I think he's going to be like a really great, great dad. And here's the thing. He's super smart. You know, like not that many grade school teachers, you know, are really like, you know, that smart.
What do you mean? That's not very nice, actually.
Well, he got offered a job at NASA and he chose to teach 7-year-olds. So.
Oh, he's that kind of smart. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm not that smart. I mean, I swear this guy's perfect and he's kind and considerate, and I love the way, I mean, this is a big deal for me, the way he talked to our server, like just sincere and genuine, and he walked into my car afterwards and hugged me. You know, he said he had a nice time getting to know me, and I said I did too. So I don't know, it just was perfect, and it's been a couple days and I haven't heard from him, and so I sent him a text.
And he did not respond to said text?
Yeah, he responded because I wrote him saying thank you for a nice time, and he wrote back with you're welcome and a smiley face. So what does that mean? I don't know.
You're welcome. Well, I don't know.
We always talk about on this show adding emojis to things so you know the context.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So a smiley face is usually a good emoji that's added. I add it all the time.
Yeah, but then ghost. You're welcome, smiley face, nothing.
Yeah, that the ghosting sucks. Part.
Slightly softer ghost.
Yeah, so I don't really know what to do, and I don't know how to interpret that text at all.
All right. Well, let's just call him up.
Let's do it.
We'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll call Mel, get his side of the story, get his take on you and his date with you, as we continue with Second Date Update here with Jeff and Janet, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Christine met a guy named Mel online. They got together for a great dinner, and seemed to get along well. She says, Mel's a super nice guy. Fun, interesting to talk to, smart guy. Seemed like there'd definitely be a second date. You know, if not, they'd at least be good friends. But after they went out, she never heard from the guy again. Well, she did briefly. She said, hey, thanks for a great evening. And he texted back, you're welcome, with a smiley emoji. So I don't know what happened there because she hasn't heard from him since. And it's been nothing but dead air from Mel. And unless there's anything else we need to know, Christina, before we make the call, now's the time.
Ooh, yeah, I don't think so. I think I got everything.
All right, let's call Mel.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Mel, please?
This is he.
Mel, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. Not every day you get a call from a radio.
Well, I love that attitude, man. I love that you're willing to roll with it and go with it.
Yes, man. Slowly. It's a little embarrassing. My coworkers are going to love this.
That's fun.
They listen to y'all, so I can only imagine what they're going to say.
Well, great. We got a very nice phone call about you from someone who is an admirer. This is someone you've met, someone you've hung out with. We're talking about Christina. She told us about your great date and what a nice, super smart guy you are. And she was hoping you guys could get together again.
I mean, I wish I wasn't being put in this situation right now, but she's really nice. And we did have a good time. And, you know, we were able to converse very easily. And while we were talking, there's just some things that she talks about and beliefs that I'm just not in alignment with.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like religious beliefs or political beliefs? What are we talking?
So I teach 7-year-olds, so I have to be careful with who I associate with. And I can't have someone around who talks about having been abducted by aliens.
Who's been abducted by aliens? She's been abducted by aliens?
According to her, yes. One of our topics of conversation was that she was abducted by aliens. I mean, she really believes that happened to her.
Mm.
She said, you know, she had actually gone out to Area 51 trying to channel the ones who took her, and just went on and on about how she was bummed that she couldn't get out there to storm Area 51. I mean, after the whole viral thing happened, I mean,
I was kind of bummed I didn't get to go to that.
I think it just turned into a big party. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, with the band.
I don't know. Maybe I'm sitting there hearing this thinking like, okay, you know, where's the punchline? She must be kidding around. But she was very serious.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I'm sorry, but...
Speaking as a guy who, because we understand you had an opportunity to work with NASA, it doesn't sound like you're convinced.
No, I mean...
Like, if this is someone who you're just like, yeah, okay, I'm out, that tells me that you think she's a little, you know...
Flighty.
I mean, she's a nice girl, very attractive, and we had a good time. But with my job, can you understand why I can't have that getting back to my parents, the parents of the kids?
Mm. So even if you did believe it, it wouldn't be something that you would want to be public.
Yeah, and right. I don't know. That's kind of a topic. Why would you share that kind of information? I don't know. Yeah, it's.
Okay, well, yeah, I understand. Let's ask Christina if she'd like to jump in here and respond. We do have Christina on the line. Christina, you still with us?
You seemed genuinely interested in what I was saying. Like, you asked me questions. I thought you were taking me seriously. That's so disappointing. And I don't want to go into details here, but this is something pretty private to me. But it's real, and I'm not going to lie about it, and I'm not alone.
You know, I meet people every once in a while that make me think that there are aliens living amongst us.
Well, thank you, Jen.
You're welcome. Hell, I look in the mirror and sometimes I wonder about myself.
Does it really, though? Because as just listening to this conversation, I feel like when you set that up with, hey, I can't have this stuff around me because, you know, I'm a teacher and there's kids around. My mind went to a very different place than, she thinks there's aliens around sometimes. I thought you were going to say
she's a neo-Nazi.
Right. Or, you know, kinky stuff or
right. She's a porn star.
Can't you just say, oh, she thinks she was abducted. OK, cool. Whatever.
Well, no, I understand that we're all entitled to our opinions. I'm not one to bash other people's beliefs, but I'm a man of science. I believe in fact, and that is not fact.
At least not yet. Not proven anyway.
Like I said, I believe what is in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Tangible. What's tangible.
Proven science.
Thank you.
Until proven otherwise.
Until proven otherwise.
There you go. All right. Well, Christina, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty disappointed. I don't know what to say. Mm. You know,
I'm sorry.
It's hard when you're vulnerable with somebody and you think they're on the same page with you. And
they're not.
And then they're not.
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't share that with everybody. Like, I don't just tell everyone my story. I thought we had a connection, so I was just being real with them.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, Christina, and again, thank you for the time, and I just, you know, wish you the best.
See, like, to me, he's still, like, a nice guy. This is why it's so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still being super nice about it.
Definitely a nice guy, for sure. Well, Mel, thank you for taking the call. We appreciate that. And
oh, no, thank you.
Christina, don't be a stranger. Stay in touch with us. If we can ever make a call for you again, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, I will.
The truth is out there, Christina.
Yes, and I know it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.